This is Robin Gunn coming in here. I am your host of the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which always stands for that fantastic magazine that's been out there in the 405 area code for the last 30 years. That's right. We've been bringing you resources for the 50-plus and their adult children for the last 30 years. We have 650 locations. And we have to stock some of them every 2 weeks. So we have anywhere from a 98 to 100% pickup at all our locations, which we're extremely proud of. The Oklahoma Senior Journal was born out of a passion in our family. My mom was a caregiver to her mother and then to my father, and I was helped my mom with both. I just saw that there was a huge need, so we made sure that this was birthed out of something in our family, so it's very personal to us. If you want to know where to pick up the Oklahoma Senior Journal, you can go to okseniorjournal.com. okseniorjournal.com, all like it's one word. And once you're there, you can pull down on the menu our distribution points. And you can also read the entire magazine online through our website. You can download, zoom in, zoom out, print off. So that's a great way to read the magazine, too, and get the knowledge of it. It's always fun to have the real one in your hands. So I encourage you to go to okseniorjournal.com and look up where you can pick up the latest issue. All right. Our studio is crammed from elbow to elbow, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So I got a lot of nods, but, you know, you guys are on radio. You got to speak up.
Okay.
This will be about the fifth or sixth year that I've helped sponsor the OK Senior Games, which I'm very proud of doing. Love the fact that this is something that keeps seniors active, like in the older days. A lot of people just rock themselves away on the front porch. Well, OK Senior Games is completely opposite of that, and they have a wide variety of things that will interest you. I'll be talking to Kathleen Fitzgerald, who is the executive director. She's sitting right next to me for the Oklahoma Senior Games. She has been the spirit behind the successful production over the games for the last 6 years. Participation has grown from 300, now get this, to over 1,000. I just adore how well it's growing since Kathleen took the helm.
Right.
That's right, baby. Kathleen likes to say, and I completely agree with her, young, just like Forever Young that brought us in on the radio. She is 80 years young, and you would have no clue. And you're a big participator in the games yourself. She loves being an active participant in the games. So I just mentioned that. We also have a gentleman in the studio. How you doing, Harold?
Fine. Thanks for having me.
He looked behind himself. That's hysterical. This is H.R. Holman, is the Public Relation and Community Relation Director for the Oklahoma Senior Games. He works with a variety of community partners throughout the state to increase awareness of the games and events throughout the year. That is so important. Networking is very important with each community to help promote the games to Oklahomans that are 55 and better, as I like to say, highlights the various athletic and other events available to seniors. Is this your first year to do that, Harold?
Yes, I just started. I'm very excited, and thank you very much for having us.
Sure. Yay, yay. Now, I've got a third person here. Her name is Gina. I hope I give your last name. You'll tell me if I do it wrong. Bramlett?
Correct.
Bramlett.
Yes.
Look at me!
Yay!
Started Dance Makers Incorporated in 1988. I am sure many of you out there are aware of this. What is known as the largest ballroom studio in Oklahoma. Hallelujah. She has received the Governor's Commendation Award.
Yes.
When did you receive that?
Just last year, as a matter of fact.
Look at you. That's so great. Wow, that's a big honor. In recognition of her self-awareness in volunteering her time, energy, and compassion to children who were considered high risk. What does that mean?
At risk. Being left out at school, you know, not a sports person,
wow.
not a brainiac, you know, not a lot of interactivity, family
right.
activity. And so
They were slipping through the cracks.
Mm-hmm. And we went into some of the schools and organized dance classes for fifth graders.
Okay.
And away it went.
Beautiful. Well, Gina is in her 24th year, called an adjunct.
Yes.
Adjunct professor at, you're going to have to say this.
Weisenhofer
College in Fine Arts at OU. So you've been doing that how long?
24 years I've been teaching up at OU.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you work with these at-risk children there.
These were in grade school. The at-risk children were in grade school. These are college students.
And they're
eating up with ballroom dancing.
Oh, they love it.
The tango is their favorite.
Yes.
I don't know how that happened, but it is.
Okay, we have to cut away for a commercial. We've ran out of time here. Hey, a little air real estate here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for that fantastic magazine out there, the Oklahoma Senior Journal, for the last 30 years. You're listening to us on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Robin Gunn of the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. I've just recently interviewed three wonderful ladies from Bellagio of Bradford Village.
Bellagio of Bradford Village offers independent and assisted living. We're in Edmond, North Edmond, close to downtown Edmond and UCO.
We are a small community, very family-friendly, homey feel. We have cottages and assisted living apartments.
We are all-inclusive, so you don't get all the care charges that you get other places. Come and check us out. Our family atmosphere, our close-knit residents and staff.
Locally owned and operated. Give us a call at 405-531-3444. 405-531-3444. Again, we are located in North Edmond off of Danforth and Boulevard. Check us out online at VillagioLiving.com. That's VillagiO Living.com.
Are you looking for peace of mind with your estate plan? Baltimore Slow can help you ensure your assets you've worked so hard for transfer smoothly and quickly to your loved ones. It's never a good idea to leave your family scrambling to deal with your estate after your passing. Instead of leaving the unnecessary hassle to your family, be proactive in your approach. What happens to your house, your car, or your financial assets? It's important to know where your assets are going and when and how they are going to be divided. Without an estate plan in place, the state of Oklahoma remains responsible for where your assets end up. Baltimore Slow is a leading estate planning and probate law firm serving Oklahomans throughout the greater Oklahoma City area. Our estate planning team is here to serve you and empower you to make the best decision on how your assets will go to your loved ones. Call Baltimore Slow at 405-701-5355. Again, that's 405-701-5355. Or visit us at our website at bml.law. Again, that website is bml.law. Let us help you plan out your family's future. bml.law. We look forward to speaking with you at Baltimore Slow.
You have a lot going on. Laundry, ball games, dinner plans. But one thing that should top the list is taking care of yourself. That's why we're here at SSM Health, to get to know you and help you stay healthy. Whatever you need, primary, urgent, or emergency care, our providers are ready all across Central Oklahoma. Find care that works for you at ssmhealth.com/accesscarenow. SSM Health St. Anthony. We are Saints in Action.
Hey everybody, this is Rick Hadrava, Managing Director of Scissortail Wealth Management here in Oklahoma City. Hey listen, every Monday morning I send out a report called the Energy Stat of the Week and More. It's a weekly email that covers the energy sector. We share charts, thoughts, insights from experts, interesting things all around the world, and a whole lot of other things. If you're interested in receiving this free weekly email, just email me. That's all you have to do. Email me at Rick, R-I-C-K, at scissortailwealth.com. That's scissortail, scissortailwealth.com. And just let me know that you would like to sign up. If we do that, you'll be on our list and receive every Monday our Energy Stat of the Week and more. Also, not confident that your current portfolio is positioned to meet your objectives or weather what might lie ahead? Give us a call. We'll give you a free, no obligation, second opinion from one of the financial advisors on our team at Scissortail Wealth Management. Simply email Madison Liley, that's Madison, M-A-D-I-S-O-N, Lillie at scissortailwealth.com. Let them know that you would like a second opinion or give us a call at 405-960-3100. That number again, 405-960-3100.
Join us for the Oklahoma Senior Games this September through October throughout the state. Events, 3-on-3 basketball, pickleball, disc golf, ballroom dance, swimming, water walking, just to name a few. Check out all the events at okseniorgames.com, 405-821-1500. In addition to the Senior Games this year, we have the Senior Prom.
Dance the night away to Oklahoma's premier dance band, Talk of the Town, Saturday evening, September 16th, from 7:30 to 10 p.m. $25 a couple, $15 per person. Join us for this elegant evening of dancing. Get your tickets online, oklahomaseniorgames.com. Be at the beautiful ballroom at the UCO George Nye Center in Edmond, Oklahoma.
Our information is available at okseniorgames.com. Phone number 405-821-1500, and we are on Facebook. We'll see you at the games.
That's right, Robin Gunn coming back in here, your host of the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which, hey, let me ask you, Kathleen, what does OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Look at you! That is correct. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal, a little over 6 years ago, started these radio shows. We've been printing a magazine for 30 years. We've had one online for 19 years. I also write in the Oklahoman once a month on senior issues under a section called Viewpoints. So we love to bring resources. That is our top-notch thing. Active things for seniors is one of my favorite things. So I'm definitely a senior. I need to get into some of these, don't I, Kathleen?
Yes. Ready,
okay.
Go.
I know. I'm going to ask you, what is new this year about the Oklahoma Senior Game?
One very, very exciting thing, and that is that we have received TSET grant, Tobacco Settlement Endowment Funds, and that money is used to coach seniors 50 and over in recreational sports all over the state. That's the absolute most exciting.
Yes, absolutely. So how does one go about finding these places so they can train all year at these places?
Yes.
And
well,
have coaches.
We have administrators that go out into the communities to find coaches. The coaches then need to find a minimum of 5 athletes or potential athletes that want to learn a sport. And they have between 10 and 20 lessons, free lessons. The lessons are free to the participant. Their obligation is to attend the lessons. That's necessary. Then also they need to take a quick 4-part fitness test at the beginning and at the end, and that's to evaluate whether the actions that they're doing are really improving their health. And then they need to sign up for the games. And all of the preparation that they're doing, it prepares them to sign up for the games.
Okay, so these coaches, first of all, you're going to mention a bunch of different sections that you have for activities for the seniors. How do they get a hold of these coaches? Would they go through you?
Probably the best thing would be to call our office number, which is...
Harold, do you know that?
405-821-1500.
You hear it first.
One more time.
405-821-1500.
This is the number you call if you would like to get involved in a sport, but really don't know where to go to how to get started. So that you have this grant. Say the grant again.
It's TSET, Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust.
Calling this number one more time.
405-821-1500.
We'll get you a coach to take you through about 15 lessons.
Between 10 and 20 lessons.
Okay. And that's great. You're going to be evaluated in the beginning and the end of that.
For fitness.
Know where you stand in fitness. And how well it worked for you? Because right. It's going to work well for you. Anything else that's new?
New also this year is our disc golf competition.
Very popular.
And a dragon boat race. And that's at the regatta
that
they have on the Oklahoma River at the end of September.
Right.
And then very, very exciting is the ballroom dance competition that we've added.
That we've got Miss Gina in the studio to talk about here
and
in a little bit.
Along with that, we have a senior prom.
The senior prom. Now, this is your first.
Yes. And
it'll be an annual event.
We're looking forward to having it every year.
So you sign up for this?
Yes.
And then you participate on the 16th of September?
Well, the ballroom dance competition, that's competition. The senior prom is, that is, anybody that's an Oklahoma Senior Games participant is free for them to attend.
Okay.
But anybody from the community is very welcome to come and be part of the senior prom.
September the 16th.
September 16th. It's in the evening from 7:30 to 10. And it's at
UCO Ballroom.
Say that again,
it's in
Gina.
Edmond at the UCO Ballroom.
Okay.
The George Nye Center.
Where that is.
Beautiful ballroom.
And you've got Talk of the Town.
We have Talk of the Town, 17-piece orchestra. It's not often Oklahoma gets to dance to a big band orchestra.
I know. I've heard them play many times. They're great. Fantastic. Harold, are you going to get in there?
Well, I was just going to say the Talk of the Town is probably one of the most popular bands with the dinner dance groups here in the city. They're very, very good.
Yeah, they're excellent. I've heard them play a lot of times at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. So,
Kathleen
Fitzgerald, is there anything else you want to add?
Well, just to review some of the sports, we have the team sports, volleyball and basketball. Then we have the racket sports, tennis, table tennis, racquetball, badminton, and pickleball.
Pickleball
is very popular. And then the more recreational sports, cornhole, shuffleboard, bowling, water walking, and disc golf. And then last year we added line dance, and line dance has become very popular.
I can see
that. It's going to be a very competitive event this year. And then, of course, the ballroom dance.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the water, we have swimming and we have the water walking.
Mm-hmm.
And then archery, golf, and then the very active sports, the cycling, aquabite, triathlon, road races, race walk, power walk, weightlifting, fitness, and track and field.
Wow.
So there's a huge variety of sports to choose from.
Do you still do the cornhole?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, cornhole is very popular.
Very popular.
I can see that. How about bowling?
Bowling is also very popular.
Yeah. On water walking, you're not walking like up to your neck in water. It's more towards your knees.
No, walking is 3 feet to 3 feet, 8 inches, and it varies. They turn off the current in the Lazy River, and then once around is 200 yards, twice around is 400 yards, five times around is a half mile.
Okay.
But the best part of that is our 4x200 relay, so that four people get together, they join a team, and they pass the baton. And
In the water. Okay.
And the cool part is the guys, it's usually the guys, they dive across the finish line with their baton extended at full extension.
It really is something to see. It's a fun event.
That's great. It sounds like the competition is fierce. We've got the schedule down, so I'm going to jump over. Where can people go to look at this readily?
Well, they can go to the OklahomaSeniorDames.com on the web, or they can go to Facebook, the Facebook page for Oklahoma Senior Games.
Okay. So it's OklahomaSeniorGames.com. Okay, wonderful. And you will see all of these sports right there. And when you can sign up, Kathleen, don't you have to sign up 2 weeks before your event? Because this goes through November the 11th, and that would be my birthday.
Oh, happy happy.
Come out and play.
I know.
This is not a belated birthday. This is an anticipated one. Yes, it's a two-week rolling deadline ahead of time.
So whatever game you see online that you want to be involved in, you just need to sign up 2 weeks before.
Right.
And then next year, if you want to get a coach,
they can call our office number, 405-821-1500, and say that they are interested, and they can tell the name of the sport that they're interested in, that they want to learn. And we also need to know where they live.
So it's 405-821-1500 if you want to get a coach for next year before the senior games.
Right.
We're going to take another quick break, and then I'm going to come back and talk to Gina, our ballroom expert, and about the senior prom.
Okay.
So right when we come back, we'll do that, Miss Gina. And you're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which everybody in here, do you know what OSJ stands for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right,
yes.
Gina. Woohoo! Freedom 96.9 FM. Yeah! All right, this is Robin Gunn here coming back in on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. Hey, team that we got in the studio today from Senior Games and the Senior Prom. What does OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Well, y'all need to join the talk of the town. That was good. Okay. Now, I've got Miss Gina. She's our ballroom expert. She's been doing this, again, how long?
Forever.
Since 1988?
Well, here in Oklahoma in 1988.
Oh.
My studio, I had dance makers since 1988, but I taught before that.
Okay. So, where are you from?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix. Okay.
But I've been here since I was 20, so this is actually my
home. This is home, yeah.
This is home.
Definitely. Gina also helped teach grade school children how to do ballroom dancing, and now she's teaching OU students ballroom dancing, and she said both age groups ate this up.
Oh, they love it. They love it. It's so something totally different. And the thing about ballroom dancing that people don't realize is it's something that everybody can do.
Yes.
It doesn't matter your height, your weight, your if you know something, nothing, music, anybody can learn it, and so they get a feeling of accomplishment right away. Uh-huh. By the time we're finished with those kids at the end of the school year, it's amazing to see the confidence that they get, you know. And
totally.
And the same thing up at OU. You know, we have a lot of foreign exchange students, and this way they can get into the community, and they meet all these different people because everybody dances with everybody. They're required to change partners constantly.
Okay.
And so it's a great way to meet new friends and stuff. And of course, I've been teaching seniors my whole life. So
what's the
I'm
benefit?
An expert.
What's the benefit of ballroom dancing?
Okay, the benefit of ballroom dancing is it engages your entire body. It engages your mind, your body, your thinking. And I have taught many, many doctors over the years, and they all say the same thing. They cannot worry and think about their dancing at the same time.
That's
it's a great stress relief for people that have,
everybody has stressful
jobs nowadays, yeah. And so you can't. You've got, you know, the music going on. You're thinking about what you're doing. You've got a teacher talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to exercise, and you don't even know you're exercising.
Right.
Because you're using your upper body, your feet, your legs, the whole thing. So
everything.
It's the whole package, and you get to exercise in air conditioning. So there you go.
You know, with Dancing with the Stars started making things so popular nationwide, you know, there were people on there without legs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know.
So when you said anybody can do it.
Anybody can do it. You know, they actually have wheelchair dancing competitions and ballroom dancing now. And so,
really,
you know, one
cool.
of the partners is in a wheelchair and the other one is not.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, the benefits of ballroom dancing, I'm a big believer in it. It keeps you young at mind, which keeps your body young.
Yes.
And you can walk into any dance and tell which people have taken dance lessons and stuff. They just have that air of confidence about them, and it improves your posture. And there's been many, many articles written about how it helps you with dementia and Parkinson's. There's Parkinson's classes now for people to take. It's the whole package.
Yeah.
People just don't realize. I believe in ballroom dancing. that is the cure to everything.
There, it sounds like.
How about that?
The proverbial magic pill.
It is the proverbial magic pill.
What can you learn through ballroom dancing at maybe a more mature age? I think you've been mentioning a bunch of it.
Yeah, you can do anything. There are no limits. You know, we have people that say to us, I've had shoulder surgery, so I can't raise my arm up over. Well, we don't normally have people raise their arm up over their heads and stuff. So, you know, there really is no limit. We have, and we have doctors send people to us for physical therapy that have had knee replacement. We have two people at the same time in our dance studio that had double knee replacement. Mm. One of them had it at the same time. Can you believe it?
No.
And he's doing great. He just got back from a dance competition this weekend. So, you know, there are no limits for ballroom dancing.
I love it.
You know, put a pair of high heel shoes on and some rhinestones and away you go.
That's right. You always get to dress up. And that's fun, too. So the prom, we're talking about the senior prom.
Yes.
So this is going to be the first annual. Is a senior prom part of senior games? Or
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's part of it.
Yes.
All right. So it'll be on Saturday the 16th.
Yes. 7:30 in the evening.
Okay.
And, you know, we want to encourage people that even if you don't dance, to come out and listen to the music. The music is going to be beautiful. They have worked so hard on their playlist.
Yes.
And so, you know, even if you don't dance, you can come out and socialize and meet new people and enjoy the music. And, you know, we're going to try to have a couple of dance hosts there. So if you don't have a partner, we're going to try to make sure everybody gets a little dance in here and
there. I like that. So. And it's at the UCO Grand Ballroom, which you said is the Nye Building?
Yes, it's George Nye Center.
George Nye Center. Okay, there on UCO, which is in Edmond.
Yes.
So would you want to tell us how people can get a hold of you all? If they want to be a part of the senior prom, and literally what she said, you can also not have to participate, but you can certainly enjoy the music from Talk of the Town.
Yes, and I want to go back one more point about the dance competition. Even if you're not coming to dance, we want to invite people to come out and watch the competition, and there's no admission.
Okay.
And so then that way, maybe next year, you might want to come and dance in the senior games. So
that's right.
That's it. Now, the prom, you can get a hold of me. My phone number is 405-623-6530. Or my email is dancediva@cox.net.
dancediva@cox.net.
And I'd be happy to give you any information. You can purchase your tickets online at okseniorgames.com. Hope everybody will come out and join us. We're going to have a fun night. We're going to have a photo booth. And we're going to crown a homecoming king and queen. So there it is. Please come out and join us. Put your dancing shoes on and come on out.
Harold, do you dance?
Not very well. No, the only thing
matter.
I promise the ladies is that I won't step on their feet.
That's good. That's a good promise.
That's a good
keep.
That is.
With the rate that shoes are now. Yeah. Thank you so much for giving us all this information on ballroom dancing. And she doesn't only teach ballroom dancing. You teach an array.
Yeah, we teach country and western dancing. You know, the thing about people say, what is ballroom dancing? Ballroom dancing is a term that encompasses two people dancing as one. So even country and western two-step is considered a ballroom dance.
Oh.
So if you have a partner, you're doing ballroom dancing whether you know it or not.
Okay.
How about that?
That's great.
Okay.
All right. Kathleen, how many communities host senior games in Oklahoma?
What we try to do is we try to find the best place to host each event. So there are quite a few events that are held in Oklahoma City. There are several in Norman. Bethany is hosting disc golf. Perry is doing the 5 and 10K road races. And that's in conjunction with one of their annual events that's really, they have a parade. And it's very, very special.
So that's Perry, Oklahoma.
Perry, Oklahoma. Owosso, the bowling's being held there. Line dance and the power and race walks are in Tulsa. El Reno is hosting the triathlon and the aqua bike. Mm. And the aqua bike is just swimming and cycling, no running.
Okay.
That's what makes an aqua bike. Fort Sill is hosting our cycling event this year, and it is very safe because they don't allow cars to be on the same road with the bikes.
Okay.
So it makes it very safe. And then UConn's hosting badminton. Moore is hosting the volleyball. Golf is being hosted in Muskogee. Our events are all around the state.
So again, you can go to okseniorgames.com and you can see all of this.
Yes.
Okay, so we will come back. We've got lots more to talk to you about the senior games. The senior prom, that is the first annual, and it won't be the last. So you are listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. Which gang? What does OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Ta-da.
That was a ta-da. On Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM.
The premier provider of in-home senior care, our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
Is someone offering you investment advice with the promise of a high return? Is your soulmate you met online asking for money? Perhaps you're about to wire money to a seemingly legitimate charity. Scammers are constantly devising new methods to defraud victims. Understanding how common scams work can help you avoid their schemes. MidFirst is a proactive community partner in helping consumers avoid ID theft, fraud, and scams. At MidFirst, we have our very own award-winning financial education team known as Money Moments. We also have a financial crimes team to help protect our customers as well as the bank. To learn more about how to protect yourself from fraud and scams, visit moneymoments.com or look for Money Moments on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine and on-air host with Freedom 96.9 coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that two line where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS. 50PLUS. 50 plus. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
You have a lot going on. Laundry, ball games, dinner plans. But one thing that should top the list is taking care of yourself. That's why we're here at SSM Health, to get to know you and help you stay healthy. Whatever you need, primary, urgent, or emergency care, our providers are ready all across Central Oklahoma. Find care that works for you at ssmhealth.com/accesscarenow. SSM Stem Health St. Anthony. We are Saints in Action.
Join us for the Oklahoma Senior Games this September through October throughout the state. Events offered are 3-on-3 basketball,
archery,
water walking,
swimming,
racquetball,
disc golf,
road races,
ballroom dance,
line dance,
5K race walk and power walk,
bowling,
dragon boat race,
track and field, triathlon and aquabike,
cycling,
badminton,
shuffleboard,
tennis,
cornhole,
volleyball,
pickleball,
golf,
table tennis,
weightlifting,
fitness challenge.
That's it. You can check out all the events at okseniorgames.com, 405-821-1500.
We'd like to invite everybody to come meet new friends and join us at oklahomaseniorgames.com.
The Oklahoma Senior Games this September through October in various locations throughout the state. Our information is available at okseniorgames.com, phone number 405-821-1500, and we are on Facebook. We'll see you at the games.
That's right. That's what we're talking about, is making your guiding light stronger through the Oklahoma Senior Games. This is Robin Gunn. I am your hostess here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Everybody gets an A. That's right. We are talking about the Senior Games. We're also talking about the Senior Prom, which will be on September the 16th. At UCO Grand Ballroom in Edmond, Oklahoma, starting at 7:30 on September the 16th. Even if you're not going to compete or just dance, that's not really a competition, is it, Gina?
No, not at all.
Basically, you're just having a good time kicking up your heels. They'll try to have a couple of people that can dance with you,
yes,
if you want to come,
yes,
alone. That is September the 16th. After our next break, Gina will tell you how you can get a hold of her on that. Kathleen Fitzgerald, who is the executive director of Senior Games, how long have you been?
This is our seventh year.
And you have grown it. Like she said, there used to be 300 athletes, and now there's over 1,000. What is the age range of your participants?
We have almost a perfect bell-shaped curve.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
What happens, we start at age 50, though there are several events. In order for them to have good competition, tennis, table tennis, badminton, and cycling, we go down to age 40. And that sort of freaks people out when they're thinking, oh, Senior Games and I'm age 40. But it gives us enough people until we grow even larger to have good competition.
That's great.
But our bell-shaped curve starts at age 50, and then the top of the bell-shaped curve is around 65 to 70, mm-hmm, and then it tapers off.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts out slowly because the people that are in the younger age groups are still working. And they really, mm-hmm, don't have as much time to work out and focus on their, mm-hmm, skills. But 65 to 70, those people are in their prime.
Right.
And they're really, they've retired.
Uh-huh.
They're working on their skills at their peak performance.
That's right. They're enjoying the second half of their life.
But then what happens, and it's happening to me, like for track and field, my times are getting slower.
Mm.
So is my competition less. We actually win more medals as we get older, but we get slower. You know, we're not,
sure,
able to go for that ball that we'd like to go for.
Right.
But it's definitely a bell-shaped curve.
Okay, got you. Who would you say has been your oldest?
Well, we had Bill Roman, and he's what, 90?
He's 92 or 93.
93. He's over 90, long.
Right.
And he actually won some medals at the National Senior Games.
Oh, wow. And he's from Oklahoma.
He's from Edmond.
That's too cool. And so, Gina, what's the oldest you have taught ballroom dancing to?
I taught till recently a 92, 93-year-old,
wow,
gentleman. And there'll be a gentleman at the dance that's in his 90s. He makes every dance. He pops,
well,
up everywhere.
Well, he just loves it, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. We were at a concert at the Civic Center. I forget it. Was Julianne Hough's concert.
Uh-huh.
And she brought people up on the stage. And there he was. And he won. She did a little dance off.
Yes, Harold.
There's one fellow that I'm acquainted with that I'm 76, and he's up in his high 80s. And I keep saying I want to be like him when I grow up.
That's great.
One interesting thing about senior games is because we age group you 50 to 54, 55 to 59, we're the only people that are looking forward to being older.
Yeah.
Because you have not as much in sports like, let's say, shuffleboard or sports bowling, where if you've practiced and it's a skill, you learn the skill. Age doesn't make that much difference there.
Gotcha.
But in sports like swimming and track and field and running, you're always looking forward to being older because you're the baby in that age group.
Okay, Harold?
On that point, that's an important point because a lot of the people that are up in their 70s, like me, 80s, they're not competing with someone 50 or 55.
Exactly.
They're competing within a five-year age range of their age.
That's good.
And that makes it more competitive and more interesting.
Mm-hmm. And more fair, I think.
And we do that same thing in the ballroom dancing. Oh. You dance in your age category and your level, even
All
the
right.
playing field.
My level is down, way down there.
We call that novice.
Novice. That's me. Okay, Kathleen, your athletes recently participated in the National Senior Games. What does that mean?
We sent 124 athletes from Oklahoma to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. What was good about that, Oklahoma traditionally, their population finishes in the lower, like 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, with diabetes, overweight, heart problems, and so forth. Our athletes finished right in the middle of the pack with regard to medals earned. So our athletes, we do really well. So what we want to do is have more athletes in our population to pull us up from the bottom up towards the middle of the pack.
Okay. Harold, what did you
want
to say?
Well, my point I want to make is at Nationals, we compete with all the big states like California, Florida, Texas. They have over 1,000 athletes.
Yeah.
We still garnered good. We had a mix, I think it was just under 30 medals were won, and then I don't know how many ribbons with the various sports. So we did really good for our size of state.
Fantastic. We are going to take our last break. It's our shortest break, and we'll be back to wrap the show up and give out all this information here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
And it just makes me grin. Oklahoma Stock Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. Hello, Robin Gunn coming back in here. We are wrapping up the show with the OK Senior Games along with the Oklahoma or OK Senior Prom. There's also going to be this year a competition for ballroom dancing. But first, I wanted to have Kathleen just finish up about the Nationals. It's not every year.
Nationals are held every other year. We qualify people in even-numbered years for competition in odd-numbered years. And in 2025, the Nationals will be in Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay.
So next year, athletes will qualify to go to Des Moines in 2025.
Okay, good. And so how many went this year from Oklahoma?
From Oklahoma, we had 124 athletes. And they represented us very well because their medal count was like 64, something like that, which put us right in the middle of the pack for
winning
medals.
That's fantastic, over California and Florida and the big states, yeah. Okay, Miss Gina, I'm going to have you tell about the senior prom and the competition this year that'll be at the OK Senior Games for ballroom dancing.
All righty. So first up, we will have the ballroom dance competition, which is open to anybody that wants to come and dance. We have a category called novice, which is if you just know a few little steps and you want to come out and shake a leg with us, you're more than welcome to do that. And then, of course, we have a lot lot of ballroom dancers in Oklahoma, in Edmond, Tulsa, Norman, and hopefully they will all show up, and mm-hmm. you will be able to see some actual ballroom dancing competition. Admission is free, and you can come and watch, and they will have their beautiful costumes on and their tuxedos and all of their bling, so we hope you'll come out and enjoy that. That will start at 10 a.m. in the morning, and it'll probably be from about 10 to 2 or 3.
And what date is that?
September 16th. That's Saturday, September 16th. And that will start at 10 a.m. in the morning.
The senior prom is that evening.
Is that evening at 7:30 at night. We're going to have a 17-piece orchestra. We're going to crown a homecoming king and queen, photo booth, and just have a lot of meet new friends and come out and enjoy the music. You can reach me at 405-623-6530.
Will you give that one more time?
Yes, 405-623-6530. Or you can email me, dancediva@cox.net, or I'm on Facebook. You can find me anywhere. You can get your tickets online at the Oklahoma Senior Games.
All right.
Come join us. Let's dance.
Tell us how to get to the Senior Games. Tell us where all your locations
are. Well, certainly the locations, but the easiest way to find them is on the website.
Cool.
Oklahoma Senior Games is okseniorgames.com. Mm-hmm. We're also on Facebook. Also, our phone number is 405-821-1500.
One more time on that phone number.
405-821-1500.
Beautiful. Okay, guys. Thank you all for being here today. This was
thank
a
you.
Lovely show.
Thank you.
It is. And thank you for having us.
Yes. Absolutely. Oklahoma Senior Journal will be out there handing out journals, and so we definitely want you to either be a participant or be somebody that rah-rah, cheer-cheer, everybody on. Thank you again. Can't say enough about OK Senior Games. Love that you've added ballroom dancing. Then again, the website is okseniorgames.com. Thank you so much, and we will see you next week.